Aber Victor Grossberg.
Achselven. Simen. Shin Mem Ches.
Simen Shin Mem Ches. Dina Moshe Mershis Lushus. So, there's a special halacha here regarding somebody that started doing a Issa. We give him a knas. Not just he can't finish his Issa, we give him a knas that, a very difficult knas. That means like this. Somebody got his hand, he was in Rishus HaYochid, and he put his hand out into, I'll say the case which is the case where it's Negea. There's a lot of other cases where it could be or couldn't be. The main case is, somebody was in Rishus HaYochid, he put his hand out of the door of his house, let's say straight into Rishus HaRabim, or out of a window, or out of a garden, doesn't make any difference. Out of Rishus HaYochid, into Rishus HaRabim, Lemata Ma'asor Etvochem. Dafke Lemata Ma'asor Etvochem. So he puts his hand out, nothing wrong putting your hand out, and there's something in his hand. So he's carrying from Rishus HaYochid out into Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is only Toifus Ad Asorah. So we're talking about a case, he put it out his hand into Rishus HaRabim. L'choyre Bedas to put it down in Rishus HaRabim. He could have been a Shoyger, he could have been amazed. If he's B'Shoyger, take it back. We allow him to take it back. If he's B'Mezid, it's a special Knas, as Nishnah, we tell him, don't put it down. Because then your mama's doing Issa de Reisa. Chiv de Reisa, Chiv Skila. He's putting his from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. We tell him he has to stand with his hand like that till Motzei Shabbos. Mordeke Knas. So, Idur Choshoyna Machloikas in Mechaba already from Choshoynim, whether this Knas is Gezogavon for everybody that does it on the Shabbos, or they're only somebody that started Miboid Yoim. Why? Because if you're going to tell everybody that did it, it's impossible to stand like that for 24 hours. Mm. So Abel Zoi, you're just making it worse for him. Because if you allow him to take it back, then he'll take it back. Is no Issa at all, really. No Issa de Reisa. If you let him drop it, he's finishing off his Issa de Reisa, his Chiyuv Chatos. He's finishing off his Chiyuv Chatos, and he's going to drop it. Because he's there all day. What do you want of him? So they say that the Knas was only given to somebody that did it just before Shabbos. So whilst he started, he did it before, Shabbos is 5 o'clock, at 5 to 5 he did it. And he's straight there. A minute to 5 he did it, he's standing like that. So he won't have the Chiyuv Chatos. So for that kind of person, we told him, stand like that the whole Shabbos. So it's a Knas, he'll stand as long as he can stand. Okay. But he won't be Chiyuv Chatos even if he drops it.
He did it before Shabbos.
He did it before Shabbos. He put his hand out before Shabbos.
Did he do anything wrong?
Yeah, but he's still there. He's still there. The you're right. He's still there.
He's in Rishus.
He's still there.
It's Shabbos now.
He's still there. So, such a person we gave the Knas. Any other person, it's not worth giving the Knas because the Knas doesn't make sense and it'll be Chayim Chatos. So we only gave it to somebody that did it before Shabbos. Sedur Vazung, I couldn't find it on the page, but Sedur Vazung that it's also if he did it before Matzah Shabbos. Then also, it's not here on this page.
If you're going to drop it, you might as well drop it now already.
He might as well drop it now.
You see, you can't hold the whole shower.
So that's why they say, no, so he should bring it back. So they allow him better to bring it back than to keep it like
before
that.
Shabbos.
Before Shabbos. No, yeah, but there's nothing wrong really in dropping it. Yeah. Let's see inside. That's the basic halacha. Then there's all different cases which aren't mamash this case. But that's the basic halacha. He put it out, b'toicha sora, when there's a knas. Simon Shimon Ches. Dinah Moshe Moshus 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 Moshus. And by the way, it's Kamat not Niger, because the whole day, and even the Knas, is only in Rishus HaRabim. But if you don't have Rishus HaRabim, you only have a Kamel is like the Mishabur, it's Mutter in all cases, the Mechloik is the bottom. Simen Shim Emches, Din HaMoshe Meshus Rishus HaVoy Sifechot, Hoya Oyme Rishus HaYuchid, V'hoi Tzi Yodoy Meleya Peirus Rishus HaRabim. He put his hand full of, it says Peirus, but it doesn't make any difference, carrying something, into Rishus HaRabim, B'toy Chasora, within 10 tvochim, is also b'shoigeg. If he did it b'shoigeg, so he made a mistake. he forgot that he's not allowed to put his hand out. He forgot it was Shabbos. He forgot it's a different any type of shogeg. We're not going to the lama shogeg. He forgot it was Shabbos. He forgot he's not allowed to put his hand out. He forgot he had pelus in his hand. Mutar lachzira le'isa chotza. So here as well we have halachas. He's allowed to bring it back, but he's not allowed to. Obviously, it's a shogeg. He doesn't want to drop it in the shisuragam. He forgot. He remembers now. So we tell him he's not allowed. He shouldn't drop it in shisuragam. Obviously not. What about if he wants to put? He said, "Okay, I can't put in Rosh Hashanah. I don't really want it here." Obviously, he took it out because he doesn't want it here. So he wants to put it into a different chotzer. So putting in a different chotzer would have a problem of moving something from my chotzer to your chotzer. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about often mustoma where. So then obviously he's not allowed to be moshe to other chotzer. You don't need the mechaber to tell you that. I'm not allowed to put something from my bagushes to yoshes. So we're talking about where somehow he's got an eruv with the other person. He's got an eruv with the other person. It could be quite difficult, the mitzias. So let's make the mitzias like this, somehow. Let's say some of the other person's house is like that. And there's still the Rosh Hashanah is over there. Like that, somehow, yeah? And he puts his hand out over there, and then, but I don't want this in my house. So he wants to throw it to Yenem. And he has an Eruv with him from behind somewhere. Or it could be his other house. So he doesn't need an Eruv, maybe it could be his other house somehow. The Bialucha, look at the Bialucha. But so what are we telling you? No. Even if it's a shogeg, we allow you to take it back. You're not allowed to be moshe chotzer acheres because it's nischav nemachshavtoi. You're doing what your machshava was to remove it. Zok de bi'alocha leshita lechotzer acheres. The second bi'alocha. Vafele im oisa chotzer hu shaloi oisheu v'yachad. I'm going to love God. Short, you have to buy Mr. Rice. We know that the Zik will soon come to that. So I call upon him. Also, leshita even a shogeg has alochas. You're allowed to bring it back if you're shogeg. Obviously, you mustn't drop it in Rosh Hashanah because you're finishing off a proper Issa. And you're not even allowed to be moshet it to a different chotzer, even if there wouldn't be a halacha of Rosh Hashanah, because you made the Erev with him. You're still not allowed to, because your Mekayim, your Machshava, of getting rid of it from your property, which is what you wanted to do. So they did, Asa, special Issa Shimem Ches, they told you, no, you're a shogeg, don't do it. Even you're a shogeg, don't do it. In b'meizid, if you did it b'meizid because you wanted to put something down in Rosh Hashanah, then we make a knas. Osa afilo lachzir al oisa chotzer. Stand like that the whole Shabbos. For yeshayim grim, some people say it's not a practical thing because he'll drop it. Then we make the knas. Avolim mitzia. So the knas is stand as long as you can stand until you drop it. That's the knas. We're trying to make a knas on this person. You shouldn't do it again. No, because you asked before, drop it. The knas is don't drop it. The knas is you're not allowed to do anything with it. You have to stand like that. Afterwards, when you think, you're oinus and you'll drop it. But not that it should be in the middle of Shabbos where you're making him do something, finishing off a melucha b'oinus, even if he's oinus late. He's only finishing off something which never had a dinner of Issa. Why did this Yashomim say that? Because to give somebody a knas who started b'issa, b'meizid, on Shabbos, shemo yashlicha meyodav, yovdechiv chatos, to come to a chiv chatos, even though the words chiv chatos are lavdavka, because it's impossible to come to a chiv chatos, but even if the end was b'shoigeg by mistake, because the beginning was b'meizid, but it's a very bad issa, it's like, it's a chiv half meizid, half chatos, it's not a chatos. You can't have a chatos only if the akiru is b'shoigeg, and anoch is b'shoigeg, and b'meizid is it both b'meizid. Oh, but a chiv chatos is it? It's the framework of a chiv chatos when both were done intentionally or not intentionally. Both were done properly. I wanted to do them. Where do we make this knas? If he put his hand out the karmelis, in all cases, he'd be allowed to put it back into his rishus. So the Mishnah Berurah. So let's get the simple case again. Is somebody put his hand out to put something in rishus rabim lemato ma'asora. And therefore he's done the beginning. We said yesterday the beginning, there's issa of carrying, which is yochus shesurabim, is taking out, havor, picking it up, akira, havora, and putting down. So he's done the first two parts of the issa, so we give him this knas. What happens if, so the mishabura ala, betoy chasura, de lemala masura, which is shesurabim, mimukim patur. As long as somebody has only done a shusayochet to a thing, you can't say he's yet done, even if he'll drop it, he'll be chayav, but you can't say he's properly done yet the real issa of because the vial, the chayfet, is only in a mukkim p'tur, it's higher than 10. Hmm. So therefore, he's taken this muddy higher than 10, could lab zim shemay, afele hoitzi b'mezid mutalach ziyuah. Even if he brought out the mezid, he's allowed to take it back. If it's lemal lemal soil. And to throw it into a different chotzer, if he did it lemal lemal soil, and then he wants to throw it to Yenim's chotzer, the prima godin, the shatzian, the prima godin's mekel, the shatzian's machmet, come and clear. So that is all when it's lemal lemal soil. There's an interesting bi'alocha here. And the bi'alocha says, so what tak is the din? Is it? Why is it better lemal lemal soil? Because all I've done, the vial, is to put something and put it into a mokum p'tor, really. I mean, imagine if there'd be a shtecken, a stick, in Rishus HaYochid, a high stick. I'm lechatchila allowed to get something from my house and place it on that stick. Because so it's even lechatchila mutter to put it on there. So here, yeah, Rishus HaYochid, and I put it higher than 10, in Rishus HaRabim higher than 10, so I put Rishus HaYochid lemukim p'tur. So it's mamash ahetam. So what about this? You say there's no knas if I bought Rishus HaYochid to higher than 10. I'm allowed to take my hand back. Is it lechatchila mutter? Is it lechatchila mutter to put something high lemala miyud? No. So the bi'alocha brings here a shaila. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Some say afil lechatchila mutter. First bi'alocha. Then the man says, "Vini b'toyt Shabbos yivas kankos afil lechatchila mutter loyti malas ora." Aval rash b'lish dochu d'vei masach tchila osa. Chenkos shavlo v'chenkos amiri lahachme. In the end, he brings lehachme in it. Yeah. This could be negaya if you have washing. All right, we're talking about washing that's not mamash mukta, and washing that you're allowed to put out. You won't look as if you washed it on Shabbos. Let's say it's damn something. Let's say a raincoat that you just come on the rain and doesn't look mamash. The issa of looking as if you washed on Shabbos. Put that aside. Or for some reason, it's not you haven't even washed it. It's not wet. You want to air out a bedspread. Child in the West, so you want to air out a bedspread. So you've got a string going across the street. So you want to put it on upstairs. So you want to put it onto this string. Mm-hmm. Oh, so this bi'alocha lechatchila is also, even though you put it onto a mokum p'tur. Mm-hmm. But this bi'alocha who says you can't put your hand out even lechatchila, so because you can't put your hand out. That's the shaila here. Maybe you can't. Maybe you can because the master you're putting on a mukum p'tur. I'm not 100% sure because you're not allowed to put your hand out because you might drop it. Yeah, but to put it on a mukum p'tur, you're allowed to. So you're allowed to.
You put it on the string from the window.
On the string and
push the string.
That'll be.
You pull the string. You don't.
Whichever way you do it, doesn't make any difference. What mechanism you do to do it. I mean, you're doing it. You want to say it's kubi mutter because you're putting it on a mukum p'tur. The whole reason why it's also is because you're putting it on, taking off. So it was. What about taking it back? Taking it back from there. So there lechoy is mutter. There's zikha mutter. No, even if putting it out here with your hand, putting it back is zikha mutter. You're taking from mukum p'tur back into your thing. Oh, the problem is, I remember there's a problem. There's definitely a problem, where there could be a problem, is if the bokum underneath, is a kalmelis is a vada in Tovus HaDasura. The problem is if it's a courtyard, which the courtyard hasn't got an eruv. And then what you're doing is, in that courtyard, is an eruv, is a rishus hayochid that belongs to a lot of people, is oila ad l'rikia. So you're carrying from that courtyard back over here, you're going back out, there it should be an is. Good. But zot the mishabuya vayta. Beshreiger Gmuta, base, but after Ovat Isura, Shaosa Akira, here's a Mishabura says clearly that it's called, here we're talking about Lamata Masora. Lamata Masora could be there's no Issa. Now we're talking about Lamata Masora after Ovat Isura. Shaosa Akira, we should say Yoch Kdela Huitzu Yusha Sorabim. So if you do that, even the half of the thing is also Issa Drabon. Afilocha, he did a Beshreiger because there's no Knas. You'll have to take it back. Look on Surabon and Kim and the Beshreiger also, so you'll have to take it back. How are you allowed to take it back? To your own chotzah. Don't put it to another chotzah. Obel chotzah eres is osa. Now, the machloek is here, what does it mean, chotzah eres is osa? Is it, pshat, the case where you wanted to put it to a chotzah eres? Or is it even a case, I mean, I was trying to get to the chotzah eres, and the whole idea is you wanted to get rid of it from your rishus, get it back into your rishus. Or is it only because you wanted to get it into rishus harabim, we don't let you do it. But if I wanted to get it into another chotzah, don't let you do it. But if I wanted to get it into rishus harabim, you might allow me to put it into a different chotzah. It says, you want it out of your rishus, get it back. Then every case will be okay. But if the issa is, you don't let you be mekayim your machshava of where you wanted to put it, so you, then maybe it should be mutter lechotza acheres. So he said like this, Ibn Chabash says, osa lechotza acheres. So the first sheet is, afilin schamatchil loitzi lushisu rabim, even though you wanted it, gamkin osa lechita lechotza acheres, takolpon iskayim ashash choshlev noisi mechad seyuch shin dimashol lushisu rabim. The ilka part is, you wanted it out of your rishus. I don't care where you wanted it to, so grab him, and now you'll put it into the other chotzer. No, no, no. Your kavona was out of here. We don't let you go out of here. Get it back. I don't know. We don't allow you to do what you really wanted to do, which was get it into Shusur Rabim. We don't let you put it into Shusur Rabim. And when the Mechaber says, well, you wanted it, you're not allowed to put it in a chotzer, he meant when you were trying to put it through the Shusur Rabim to a chotzer. But if you're only trying to put it in Shusur Rabim, we'll allow you to put it in another chotzer, because it's not called Niskayim Machshavtoi, so at least you've got a knas that you couldn't do what you wanted to do. Avdim Kedosh Lesu Shusur Rabim, then Mutav Noisa Lechotzer. So the shayla is the ikka knas, you can't get rid of it, or is the ikka knas, you can't be mekayim your full machshava to get it where you wanted to get it. So if you only wanted to get it to a shusur rabim, we'll allow you to put it into a chotzer. Obviously, that the Bialoha says with the eruv and everything. And the issa was because you went through shusur rabim. Because there, kishoisa chotzer, lohoya, beduta achas, ubeshura achas, imze achotzer, zeh, keneged zeh. Even if I'll say that I allow you to put it into a different chotzer, in the case where you wanted to put it into Ushu Sarabim, that is only if the other chotzer wasn't on the same side of Ushu Sarabim. Avalim lohoya, beduta achas, ubeshura sarabim, shechas, bian, bain, chatzeros, yes, isa durash, mizafil, mazur, mazgabas, ushu, mizai. Says like this. That is all. When one chotzer is here, the other chotzer is not too far away, it's over there. So then, if you wanted to put in Shusur Rabim, you want to get rid of it, you want to Shusur Rabim, so you'll say, okay, we're even further into there, around the corner somewhere over there. But if the two Shusur Yochis are next to each other, so we tell you, you can't put in Shusur Rabim, so instead, we'll allow you, look the second shit to Lekula, we'll allow you to get rid of it, but not where you want it to. We'll allow you to put it into there. Oh, but that all, it shouldn't be Issa D'Oraisa of Moishit. The problem is here, in that Davison, the Don't Mamash here, the problem is here that Moishit of the Gemara, that's two balconies. So underneath is Ushu Sarabim. Here we've got the whole problem that if it's two Chaseros over here, it's difficult to understand how that became Ushu Sarabim, because the Rusham is not here, because otherwise it would be not Moishit. Oh, the Rusham is in front of us because it's due to Achas. The Rusham is over, because across Ushu Sarabim you're allowed to. Moishit is not. So Moishit, so it's over there. So Ushu Rabim is over there, and from there to there, I'm going through Ushu Rabim to get there. So it's not Ushu Rabim anymore. So now you have to say that. Pardon? It says Chatzeros. The Lushan is Chatzeros. Balkan is Chatzeros, that's a modern invention. The gardens on top of the balconies. It says a Chotzer, it's a Lechogadish. Yeah. It's a Misla, it's Akash. Yeah, how the hechatim? So you have to find the hechatim. So later in this morning, you also have the same similar kash. B'meizid also the konsur rabbanu v'sar al yerches biyodei ad shechashecha. Just stand there as shecha. Oh, but some say it's impossible. It's not a good gezeira because he'll drop it. So the whole if is only the whole din is because it's him b'yoyim. Also konsur rabbanu sheishes yodei meizid v'avishes shram shetechshach. Oh, but other lachziro itzolim eloisach zeh. Otherwise. And therefore, Hannah Miller, Kshitzim Bajim, Avim Tzim Shechashecha, Mutzalach Zira, doesn't mean we don't allow you more than a Shoigig, we won't allow you to put it somewhere else. But Salema, even Mazid, Lois Chotzer, you can put it back. Why not? Because if you give someone such a thing, he'll drop it, it'll be Chayav Chatos. Hailish and Lav Dafka, the Mazid Mile. It's Rem Shem Yishchav Yashim Yod Yod, the Melocha Shiesh Bachiv Chatos, Lois Mishkoga, Mashaykin Kshitzim Bajim, Afim Yashich Lebesaf. After he's tired and it'll drop. Lirak is Sabalma, because he never did Asira because it wasn't done on Shabbos. If somebody wants does this b'mezid, then they're makel that you're allowed to bring it back on Shabbos. The last line in Machaber says, so we didn't make such a knas. So then it's Bechol Gavna. Now the Mishabura goes, Lehokel, two of them are Machlokes. If you look in Tess and Yud and Shatzir, the Lokomogonavuram, the Lokomogonavuram. So the Mishabura's shit is, Bechol Gavna's Mutter and Akam, this Pirish. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizid, Aber dafke lo oise chutz amut alas av loy lechutz acheres. Dafke tiyo chutz and not to the other one. Mugnavuam has two things different. Firstly, he says, b'shoigeg, only b'shoigeg, but since it's a knas, knas is b'mezid as well. Like it's also b'mezid. And also he holds it's mutter lechutz acheres. Aber so wie dem Shabuah steht, yeah, it's bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid. You're always allowed to take it back. So Negele Meisa, if somebody taka puts his hand out, firstly, hopefully it's a shoygug, so he can put his hand back. And secondly, even if it's amazed, if we're only talking about Karmelis, so they don't kosher Ram is Karmelis, so then he's also allowed to put it back, and like the Mishabua, loy lechotza acheres, and loy the Shatzian could be even lechotza acheres, as long as you haven't got the problem of the Bialocha, that it's an issa of Eruvin, because it's his own Rishus, or there's an Eruv between him and Yana. Very complicated simon, but it's not so negair.